Take care. Our next speaker is Mark Vanderhout. He's an immigration attorney who's very active with the National Lawyers Guild. He's been doing an amazing amount of work on behalf of the free speech and other civil rights of immigrants in the United States who don't have U.S. citizenship, including the LAA case. I give you Mark.
Thank you, Linda. The events of September 11th were horrific for all of us. But for Arab Americans, for immigrants, for Muslims,
I'm sorry,
for people from Arab countries, it has been a devastating period. People have been had their homes invaded, their workplaces invaded, their children traumatized in the name of ostensibly national security. But what the Bush administration has been doing ostensibly in the name of national security, does nothing whatsoever to protect our country.
That's right.
Rather, what it does is it smears, it tarnishes, and it scapegoats. And what this policy has done is the same as the policy of past administrations. We've seen this in the Palmer raids in the 1920s. We saw it in the internment of the Japanese in World War II. We saw it in the jailing, the blacklisting, and the ruining of lives of people labeled communists in the 1950s. And now we see it with people being labeled terrorists, or possibly terrorists, or suspicion of terrorists, or we want to detain you for a day or a week or a month, or in some cases, a year or more, because we want to investigate whether or not you may be a terrorist or may know someone who has done something wrong. This is not what our country is about. And we need to stand up, and we need to stand up strong and loud. The National Lawyers Guild, who I'm representing here, is prepared to do battle in the courts and with you in the streets.
Thank you.
And what we need to do is stop this cowboy mentality. Because all this is trying to make Americans feel like the administration is doing something. And we can step on somebody smaller or weaker than us, perhaps. Or we can go and beat up somebody because of what somebody did on 9/11. But that's not what our country is about. Our country is about justice and a legal system. And we have to insist on that legal system. And when U.S. citizens can be incarcerated indefinitely on the mere allegation given in secret by somebody we don't know that they may be a terrorist, and stripped of their rights to ever have a court hearing where they say, "I'm innocent, this is wrong," then our country is falling apart. And what we need to do is say, stop. Enough is enough. What is happening with this special registration, what is happening with the incarceration of immigrants here is outrageous, but is a small piece of the picture here. This is a policy which really the administration or past administrations have been trying to put in place for almost 20 years now. I've been representing a group of Palestinians in Los Angeles since late 1986, called the LA-8. In that case, a document was leaked to us, beginning of the case. It was called a secret plan, contingency plan, for alien terrorists and other undesirables. And it had a plan in there that was put together by an intergovernmental agency of the CIA, the FBI, the Justice Department, the INS, the State Department. And it called for the roundup of aliens under the guise of labeling terrorists, the housing them in detention camps far away, the use of secret evidence, the stripping of their right to go to trial. The Justice Department said that was a low-level official's plan and wasn't going to be put into effect. It was was rejected. But that plan has been in the hip pocket of this government, of our government, since 1986, waiting for the time that they could use it. 9/11 gave them that excuse. We've got to stand up for our rights. We've got to stand up for other individuals' rights. We've got to speak out loudly. We have to organize, and we've got to stop this. Thank you very much.
I just want everybody to know there are people running around with buckets. They're seeking donations to help pay.